We are on Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Halacha Beis. Here it's slightly differently. You have that in Parshas Yeah. Hammered Beis. For some reason I marked last week's tape wrong. Just this. I wouldn't mark this tape up. Wishful thinking. Oh, no. Hey. Okay, so we are on the second mission of the Masech, the Impochtin Lepeh Mishishim. I'm going to take one of these actually before we start the Mashbiach because we're going to use it a couple of times tonight. Impochtin Lepeh Mishishim. This is the rabbinic shir. Impochtin Lepeh Mishishim. You don't give any less than a 60th of your field for payah. Aper Bisham Lein Lepeh Oshim. Though they said hypothetically there is no shir for payah. Hakol if you go to La Sada, you should give even above a 60th based on the size of your field, Ufi Aniyim, and based on the amount of poor people, Ufi Anova, and based on your humility, literally, but here it means your righteousness, right? Tani we learned, Enomim lo haveik molim muton. We don't say to a poor people, oh yeah, sure, bring your camels and take as much as you can. Right, we don't tell the poor people that you can come and hog it up. We don't give them suggestions which are going to allow them to be more, how should we say it, more aggressive in collecting their payah. Masnisa b'yeser mikashir. That which the Brisa said that we don't tell them to be aggressive is when there's more than a shear. In other words, when there's so much, now that I see it, now I realize that this doesn't make exactly sense the way I learned it before. Let me just think this through. One second.
Well, how do they even know that this?
Well, they know it's a large field. They know there's a lot of pay to be had here.
They know which part of the field is theirs.
Well, they come and they see that there's a payah left there. Obviously, that's the only thing which is left standing is the payah. So, I think this is the way we learn. We don't say to the ani, take camels and take away. Masnisa, that's talking about b'yeser b'kashir. We're afraid that as a result he's going to take more than the allotted amount. Avo kashir. However, if he's working in order to take the amount which is allotted, in other words, up to the amount, whatever the Baal Bus left, either a 60th or more than that, the Baal Bus is a good person. So, we say to the Ani, yes, go and take camels and bring it. So, when do we tell the Ani not to take camels? When we're afraid that as a result he's going to come in and take much larger amounts than he should. But we're not afraid of that because this person who left either there's a large amount there because there's a big field, or the person who gave us very magnanimous, so there's a big measure. So in that case, we even tell the Ani, yes, in order to make your collection more effective, you can come and use camels in order to take away the stuff. In our day and age, we'd be comparable to using a pickup truck or something like that. Okay? So deum merube v'aniyim watim. If he has a large field and very few poor people are in the area, nonetheless, no single piece of that you should give based on his field, which means you should give more. Vice versa. So deum watim v'aniyim merube. If he has a small field and there are a lot of v'aniyim, nosefianim, you should also give more based on the amount of poor people who are present in the vicinity. Rabbi Shimon dar shnei dvarim l'kula shavah abayis. Rabbi Shimon argued on this, and he explained both things as a kula for the Baal Bayis, to a leniency to the owner. How so? So deyam rubim v'aniyim muatim, if he has a large field and very few poor people, no sinufi aniyim, then he gives the basic amount to poor people. In other words, he can give less. But so deyam muatim v'aniyim rubim, if he has a small field, even though there are many poor people, again, no sinufi, so they was entitled to give based on his own field, which would be, in this case, also less. Okay? Masnisa lo amrokein. Our Mishnah does not say that. Our Mishnah says, Ela kolafi goydala sada, everything based on the size of the field, lufi aniyim, and based on the poor people, lufi anova, and based on the tzidkos. So in other words, you don't try and look at it as Rabbi Shimon did lakula by saying, well, as little as you can get away with based on the scenario, or based on the situation, rather you should try and give as much as you can, whether it be from the field, from the aniyim, or so on and so forth. Okay? Halacha gimel. No, see,
just from 1/60th, that's all.
What? No, 1/60th is a minimum. Above that, so we're saying you should try and be machmir, give more, especially if he has a large field, so he can give more than 1/60th, because it doesn't cost him that much more, right? He's got plenty more than he needs anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay? Halacha gimel. Nosim per mitchilas asodi. You give per from the beginning of the field, umeyem tzav from the middle of the field. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's all Tana Kama. Rabbi Shimon says, wait a minute, that's only Vachitin Besof Kashir. It's interesting, Rabbi Shimon holds that Peo means you leave at the end.
Yes.
Corner. Yes. Right. So you can't, if you can only give at the beginning or end if you also have it at beginning or middle, if you also leave at the end. You can't just say, okay, I'll leave a corner at the beginning and that'll be my payah. Or I'll give a corner in the middle and that'll be my payah. You have to leave at the end. That's a corner of Shimon. Well, Tanakama seems told you can give on any side of your field. It doesn't matter whether it's the beginning, in any part of the process of the harvesting, whether it's the beginning, the middle, or the end, that can be payah. It's not necessarily mandated that it be the last, a few sheaves in your stalks in your field. Yehuda says it depends. If you left, now let's carefully analyze the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon says vachite besof kashir. At the end of the field, you have to have a shear, which is a 60th. The Rabbanan, right? The Raisa, there is no shear. We said at the beginning of the Masechta. At the end, you have to have a shear, right? So far, so good. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to have your full shear at the end of the field. You don't have to have your full amount. However, im shear kelach echad, if you left one stalk standing at the end of your field, so mechlam b'shum peah, anything before that is considered to be peah as well. Okay, as long as one stalk was left over at the end, everything else is peah. It's interesting. It's almost the opposite of what we said at the beginning of the Masechta. It's not a contradiction. The Masechta, at the beginning of the Masechta, we said, when is it considered to be a harvest that you become a chuyv in peah? After you harvest one stalk. What's he saying here? How much, of your field do you have to leave as peah? One stalk is the minimum, right? Neither raisa. Once you left that one stalk, which is minimum the raisa, at the end of your field, then everything which you gave previously can be peah as well. However, what happened? Vim ate lav. If you didn't make the end of your field payah, right? You didn't leave even one stalk at the end. Then there's no payah on that field. Anything else, even what you left to the aniyim previously, ain't a noisin el mishum hefker. It's only status cannot be considered payah. It can only be considered hefker. Now hefker is also part from trumas and maaseros. But what's the difference between hefker and payah? One very easy difference. Anybody could take it. That's right. Not just Anim. Even Ashiram could take it. So in that case, he was mevatel the mitzvah of payah. Not in all of his field. Either it's hefker or it's chayv and trumas and maisis, but he can't make it pay anymore. Payah no longer can be. Okay. Says Lord Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. You've got a Yankel.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosi says name Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Ubekutzachem. It says when you harvest. Matam lomer liktzor. Why does it say again after that liktzor? El afilu yesh lo kama liktzor. Even if you have a lot left to harvest, you can still leave peah, which sounds like Tanakama, right? Tanakama says even at the beginning, even if you have kama, several or a bunch or a significant amount left to harvest, you can still give peah from the beginning of your field by itself. So that's how I believe Rabbi Yosef is sort of in name of Shem Melachish is explaining Tanakama. Matam lomer liktor. It says when you harvest. Matam lomer liktor. What does it say? You harvest again. It's an extra word. It means to tell you. Even if you have a significant amount left to harvest, nonetheless, that whatever you give is payoff. Even from the beginning of the field, that's already considered to be payoff. Okay?
Is the middle of the field considered to be better quality than the...
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think it's nothing to do with quality. I think just looking at the Xeris code, yeah, but it's nice to, there's no uniform, quality throughout. Depends really, we're really looking at more at the location, right, based on the concept of corners and remnants. Says the Gemara, Matam, Uloy Malik, that's one drusha, Rabbi Shiyoni B'Shem, Rabbi Yishim, and Loki said, Uvukutzachem, Matam, Uloy Malik, Tzor, Ela Echot B'Tchilo, Ava Echot B'Sof. Both at the beginning, whether it's at the beginning or at the end, it makes no difference. Now, I'm not sure if there's any difference. It's not clear if there's any difference between the two drushes. Right? One drusha said that affiliation kama leaked, or even if you have some amount left, and the other says, it doesn't matter when you give the payoff. I believe, so that sounds like it's the same thing. I believe the Mashbiach does say something here. If you take a look here in the Mashbiach, I gave it out to you on page Chofei, which is the back side of the first page. He says, on the third line down, fourth paragraph down on Chofei. No, flip the page. Fourth paragraph down on Chofei, the back side of the page. Okay, so he says there, you see that paragraph lo gim or reiser shem shem lo gach kutz kama tam lo ktsar a fila shel kama li ktsar. See that, Yankel? Yeah. So he says yesh gorsim kan kama. Some people in the reading in the Rashi print, some people have the gears here kama. Kama meaning standing stalks. A fila shel kama li ktsar, which means he still has stalks left to harvest. A gears amiti is the true gears that he bekama bekof. Shalav dafka b'sof aktira, it doesn't mean specifically at the end, el afiliyesh lo kama. So he doesn't really change it. He just says there's another girsa which is with a kuf. He says that the proper girsa is with a kuf. Makes no difference. The bottom line is that both these drushas, Nerushim and Lokish, are explaining why you can give even from the beginning of the field or the middle, not just from the end. It's certainly easier if it's one location, which is probably at the end. At the end. Yeah.
With their camels.
And well, that's true, but the end really doesn't work. You know, it's not. There were not many, many fields, right? It's not a one-way street. That's right. Okay. Says Gemara, Suzuga Ran Vav Amid Aleph. We are where it says Rabbi Yosef Shem Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Rabbi Yosef says name Yishuv and Levi. You will kutzuchem. Same drasha. Mata Mulom Alik Tzor. But he learns from the outside of it. Mata Mulom Alik Tzor. What does it mean, Liktor, an additional word? Same drasha, new import. Different message, which he learns in this drasha. Elo echad legavav, echad lehejilt. It means whether you're harvesting for chulin, or you're harvesting for hektish, it's the same thing. Says Mara, whoa. You mean if you're harvesting for hektish, you also have to give payo? What kind of business is this? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudin boy, klumo seklish mischalim ela betolush, shema b'mechubar. When does the way the Ritbaz here explains it, there's no scenario in which you're going to be harvesting a hektish field in which the grain is not hektish. Since that's the case, at best, when could it become chulin? Only after you harvest it and redeem it. So if that's the case, you can never be chayiv and peah. How can it be chayv and peah? Rechayr peah has to do with chulin, your fields, not hektish's fields. So even if you redeem it after it's harvested, it's already too late to be chayv and peah. So therefore the Gemara is asking, how can you possibly have a drasha on Vav Amud Aleph? Here's a Vav Amud Aleph. Two lines at the bottom. Let me read that over again. Three lines at the bottom. Rabbi Yudon boy, klumos hektish mischalim el betolush. Is there any other time when you can redeem the money of hektish unless it's redeem the grain of hektish unless it's harvested? And by the time it's harvested, then it's no longer suitable, obviously, to be a kampeah anymore. Shem of chubri, you think you can harvest, you can redeem it when it's attached to the ground? You can't. It belongs to hektish then. Okay, so says Mar Am Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, it's the Rabbanan. Don't say that Kotzer Hekdesh Here it's like a Lashon Saginar. It's like we're saying it opposite. Literally means don't say Hektish, Kotzer Hektish is like Kotzer Hedyot. What it really means is don't say Kotzer Hektish is any worse than Kotzer Hedyot. In other words, just like a comma, you have to understand the scenario. This field belongs to the Bet HaKabbayis. Mm. Belongs to the treasury of Hektish. You're harvesting it. Mm. You're paying to harvest it in order to redeem it afterwards, and it should be your grain. So says the Gemara that you have to write, you have to leave pay. It's not yours right now, it belongs to Hektish. Hektish is exempt. Unless since you are using it, and you're going to eventually, since you're harvesting it, you're eventually going to redeem it. So therefore, you have to leave the payoff from the field.
Now, payoff from what you're going to give.
Excuse me.
You can accept the.
Things like this. The pay. No, you can't. No, because then you would have the problem with Ela. No, he's got to pay. He, the harvester, has got to pay for everything.
Here's what I thought from the beginning.
Yeah.
The 1/60th bit, you know?
Yes.
You would exempt that from the vittles that you contributed to Hektish. No?
No, you can't exempt it. That's exactly the point I'm saying. Oh, you can't exempt it because then...
We started out.
You can't exempt it. That's the point. The thing is, you have to pay for it, so it'll be redeemed. Right. And at the same time, you have to leave it to the poor people. Okay? Now that's the way the Rid Basler, although not quite the way the Rid Basler, it's a little bit of variation. But the Mashbiach learns a totally different pshat. He says, which is a cool pshat, he says, that's why I gave him the Mashbiach, but I'll tell it to you outside. He says, the pshat is like this. Let's do it again. Rabbi Yosef Shem, Rabbi Shum ben Levi, I'll just read it out in the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Shem, Rabbi Shum ben Levi, the fifth line from the bottom. You have it? Rabbi Yosef Shem, Rabbi Shum ben Levi. Rabbi Yosef Shem, Rabbi Shum ben Levi. Yeah, we're going to read like the Mashbiach now. Uvukutzurchem, matam alomer lik tzor. No, Mr. Zuri, you have a different print. Don't look at his Gemara.
Okay.
You have a different print. Matam, we're on Vav Amud Aleph. Matam alomer lik tzor, ele echo legavav echod lehedyot. It means that both for Gavah and for Hedyot, I might think that when you... I'm not sure what the hell he learns the Havamina. Let me just make sure I can say it over properly. He says... he really starts his pshat from Amar Rabbi Chanina. So Amar Rabbi Yosef B'Shem B'Shem B'Levi, he learns the same way. You have to leave Peah. Rabbi Yudan Boy, Klum Mos Hektish Mischalin. Rabbi Yudan asked, is it possible to say that Mos Hektish are Mischalel, Mos Hektish are Mischalel, a little bit Tolish, only if once they're harvested, Shem Mechubar, so obviously you should have to leave Peah because it's Mechubar. Because when it's Mechubar, it's still Hektish, and you shouldn't have to leave Peah on Hektish. So it says more, Amrei Bichina, because it's Mashbiach Pshat. Mashbiach Pshat is, Shalot Tomar Yasuk Kotzer Hektish, Kotzer Hediot means, from Kutzer Chem we learned at the beginning of the Masech, there's a very cute Pshat, he says, not like you learned till now. You want to say, Kutzer Chem, Kutzer Chem teaches you that even from Hektish, you have to lose payah. No! The Drasha doesn't teach you that. The Drasha teaches you that don't think that when you start to harvest a field for the Kotzer Omer, right, the Zalochi, you have to cut the Omer the second day of Pesach to bring it, right? So I might say, you started cutting the Omer, now the field becomes chayv and peah. It was not brought from a Hektish field, the Omer, it was brought from a Chulin field. So that's our Shaila. You started cutting, harvesting the field for the purpose of Hektish, Omer, right, for the purpose of Omer, but it's a Chulin field. You have to are you mechuyev then from that time in peah. So on that, the Gemara says, no. Gemara says, Amar Chinah Shalot Tamar Yasa Kotzer Hektish Kotzer Hedyot. Don't say that Kotzer Hektish like is Kotzer Hedyot. When does the field become Chayim and Peah? Only for Kutzrachem. When you start cutting it for Chulin purposes. When you start cutting it for Hektish purposes, at that point it doesn't yet become Peah. Okay? It doesn't yet become Bechuyev and Peah. Okay?
You're
looking at me funny.
Yes, I get it.
He's sort of squeezing a shot of words here.
That's right. But that's... Hey, it's Yerushalmi. That's what we do here. Yeah, that's right. If you would be with us for Krisus in the morning, you'd find that we do the same thing in the Bavli. It's just that in Bavli, it's we're not in Noshim Nezik and Masechtas, it doesn't happen so often, but in the rest of Shas, it does. Okay. Now, he brings down another case to be if you're cut for the Shtei Alechem or Bikurim, all these things, he says that if there's no, that, there's no Chiyah being prepared from that time. Alright, but above and base, Rishoyna, Mau. Yeah, this is a new issue, new question. We're asking, at first, Mau, what's the halacha? Now, what do we mean by this? If you take a look here, in the, it says here, in the Pnei Moshe, in the second line down Pnei Moshe. Mm-hmm. You don't have Pnei Moshe. Okay, I'll say it slowly. Rabbi Shimon Kabay, Kohen Rabbi Shimon's asking a question. Rabbi Shimon says, remember, oh, you weren't here yet. Remember, the Mishnah says, Kohen Rabbi Shimon, that in order to sling to be payer, you must leave at the end of your field. You can't leave in the middle of your field. That's the dafka be at the end of the field. Okay? Once you left at the end of your field, oh, he says you have to leave a shear at the end of the field. So what about the stuff which he left? In other words, he left a chveis at the end of the field of Taki, he left a 60th. In the middle of the field, he left another 60th, another additional 60th. Does that have a dinner pay or not? He left at the end. He's mechuyev to leave at the end. What about... So that's so you're in good shape here. You shut him out. Mean man the tani from that which it says actually not in good shape. I apologize. Well, we're going to see. Mean man the tani.
To him, he could contribute more than that.
No, then you're saying yes. You're saying it does have a dinner pay.
No, what I'm saying is he has to give a 60th. Mm-hmm. If he wants to give more, then he can give the rest of it too.
Yeah, but the question is whether he has to give all that more. That's true, he can give more than 60, but do you have to give it all in the same general location at the end of the field? Or can he even give the middle of the field, the beginning of the field? Rabbi Shimon said you have to give dafka at the end of the field. So what if you ended up giving your more, your magnanimous, you gave more. But you gave them more at the beginning of the field, the middle of the field, does that work? You see the question?
Yes.
Okay. So it says Lamar. So let's learn out from that which it says Tosefta Harezu Peya Vitzarich La Litein Basov Kishior. It says that whatever you left previously, this is the price expanding on Rabbi Shimon Shita, amplifying Rabbi Shimon Shita. It says that whatever you left in the middle is Peya, and at the end you have to add on an additional shear. Adamara, this teaches us Kachem Mishum Peya. That anything you leave, even earlier, is payah. As long as you left at the end of your field the proper shear, whatever you had either or added earlier in your field, that also has the status of payah. Says the Gemara, Mau. What's, Adama contribution payah, right? Mau, kashir kosadeu. Now, ask the Gemara, what amount are we talking about? Are you talking about the shear of his entire field? Oh, kashir hamishtayer, or like the shear of what is left. Now, this is talking about if you take a look in the Ribaz, you don't have the Ribaz either, huh? Ribaz says, right. Peyushim tzorach litein basof al kol sada. Does he have to give at the end of his field, afilu al chel chelak ha peyushin nosin betchila? Even on the amount of pay which you give at the beginning, certainly the same pay all out. In other words, you gave a chveis, you want to give a 60th, right, of your entire field. You gave already from the beginning of your field a 120th. Now, at the end of your field, the attacker has to give still a 60th, and we did just ignore what he gave previously, or do you only have to give now one 120th in order to make up together the sheer pay, right? Olo, dafkala shad certainly take order palm. You only have to give on what's left. Avalachelik apay olo, but on that which is already paid, you don't have to give any more. Lormi the certainly take gam olo. They have to give also corresponding to that. The lehevi don't think of it. Kain truma viachsavichum like cases which we have in Chassid says whatever you give is truma, you still have to give truma or more. Umasika Gemara, the Gemara concludes. So now, let's see the Gemara's conclusion. We don't have to see it in the Ritbaz, it's inside. We're on the fourth line down. Efshar. Efsher Lomar Kotsham Yishumpeha Vitema Shir Kokosa. What was the Lashon of the Braisa? Lashon of the Braisa is that whatever you gave earlier is Kotsham Yishumpeha. Now, the Braisa of Kotsha is a very, you know, how should I put it? A very, on the contrary. What? It's a very clear language. Not just clear, condoning language. That's what I meant to say. In other words, were we to have held that the payer you gave at the beginning, which is not at the end of the field, is excess, is superfluous, is improper, because he has to give the full shear at the end anyway, so I wouldn't say that kotcha mishum payer. To say it has the sanctity, which is a funny lashon to use by payer to begin with, but to say it has the sanctity of payah, that clearly indicates that it became part and parcel of the shear of payah. And therefore, at the end of the field, you don't have to give the full 1/60th. Rather, you only add on that which you did not give earlier in the field. Okay? The language of kachim mishum payah is a very significant language to us. Is that clear? Okay? So again, let's see that inside. Efshar lomar kachim mishum payah, because the Braisa used the language, a condoning, praising language of kachem mishpeh, that it's holy because of peah. But tema kashir kolstein, you say you have to leave over like the share of your entire field. Ela kashir amishtayir, you only have to leave over at the end of your field whatever is left to make up the 60th. Only the balance, not the full amount. Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Bear in mind, I want to reiterate this. Midaraisa, how much is peah? How much you have to give?
One stalk.
All this is the Rabbana. Okay? Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'mechubar. Rabbi Chiya named Rabbi Yochanan said, now this is a very strange machlokas. Everybody has difficulty with this. Rabbi Chiya's name Rabbi Yochanan said, it seems to be going to previous Gemara. And Rabbi Chiya's saying name Rabbi Yochanan, that pay which you have to leave at the end, the shear which you have to leave at the end, is mechubar to the field. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says the pay you have to leave at the end in order to make up what you didn't yet give is even betolsh. It's even if it's already harvested, which is very strange because there's no such thing as pay which is already harvested. Because once it's harvested, it's over. There's nothing to do anymore. So says the I want to show you the Ridbaz here again. The Ridbaz is on the next page. Only if he forgot it. You can't make intentional shikha. It don't work, right? You have to make So the Ridbaz is two pshatim here. We want to show you the Ridbaz's second shot. The Ridbaz's second shot is on Zayin Amud Aleph in the Ridbaz, which is on the outer margin. Where does it start? Odilma's not in the last narrow line. I think that's beginning of the second shot. Odilma Rabbi Yochanan. See the Odilma Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're in the first of the medium lines in the Ridbaz. Odilma Rabbi Yochanan, lo kai Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan is not going to Rabbi Shimon our Mishnah. These two opinions, the name Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chiya name Rabbi Yochanan, which says mechubar, Rabbi Yasim Shem Rabbi Yochanan said betolish, they're not going to Rabbi Shimon our Mishnah. Milsa bampe nafshihu. It's a separate issue. The Yeshayer kelech echad. That you have to leave one stalk at the end of your field. You left this one stalk in the field, which is what not Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, but the last opinion of our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda. As long as you have one stalk in the field, so everything else prior to that can be payah. Now, however, he didn't leave in the field the entire 1/60th. He didn't leave that. You only have this. I think I went back. And the question is, On the field, you didn't live this year. You didn't leave a 60th. You only left a minimum amount to pay, not a full 60th. We're not talking about whether you left the shear on the field. Rock by payah. We're talking about in the payah itself. Im shear b'shear payah, whether you left enough in the payah. Although avabasada ain't a medaber b'shear on the field, it's a little bit redundant what the Rebbe is saying here. But in the field, the bottom line is you only left rock akel chazeh nishar b'sodeh. Only one stalk, skipping the parentheses. Came the raisa kasagi bekelachecha b'sofa sodeh. Me the raisa one stalk at the end of the field is sufficient. V'hu asaken, and he did it. V'ashir demid rabbana loik pidechachomim ashir and shir tafka b'sofa sodeh. The one stalk at the end he did. The rest of the shir of a 60th, the rabbis were makbid where you take it from. Whether you take it from the field there, next to the stalk, or whether you take it from somewhere else in the field. If you left payah earlier in the field, and you left this stalk, one stalk at the end of the field, and you can even add later on from grain which you already harvested to make up your 60th. However, but if you didn't leave in with one stalk at the end of the field, you weren't here to meet our rice at all. You didn't leave anything at the end of the field. Even meet Rabbanan, you weren't here to say. There's nothing to do. You weren't here to meet the payah. Yochanan and Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Svirulei b'mechuba. That's definitely connected. V'kai ativi Rabbi Shimon Shitim b'sof k'shira kol apeh b'mechuba. He's going back. He's saying that like Rabbi Shimon, you have to give the entire shir on peah as it's connected to the ground. V'adikama Rabbi Yochanan shir kelach echad. V'adikama Rabbi Yehuda. That which Rabbi Yehuda said shir kelach echad. The Yehuda left one stalk. Kai Ashir al Shir Peah Rishoina, that it's only if you left enough in the first Peah, this is while still connected to the ground, Vashir Ashir Besoda Besoif, and then you left enough in the field with the. I thought I understood this, but now I'm not so sure I did. Rabbi Yasab Shem Riel Tzuli, the Kaila Kech, the Shia Kech, the Zabba, and so on that. Torah Shara Besor, Rakel Chob, the Shara Betosh. I think he's just saying, you know, I thought he was saying something different than what I said before, but it's clear he's saying exactly the same thing. Essentially the same thing. He's saying, the difference is like this. There are two ways to look at this Gemara. The one way to look at this Gemara is to say that it's going on a case where, well, actually there are three ways to look at this Gemara. We don't know if this Gemara is going according to Ankama, according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. You can interpret this Gemara in all three. Tarakama holds you give payah anywhere in your field. What if you forgot to give that payah? Right? So Rabbi Chia said, B'shem B'yochim B'mechubar. You have to give the payah in Mechubar. Rabbi Yas B'shem B'yochim says even B'tolush. If you forgot to give, you can even give B'tolush. That's one way of learning it. Another way of learning this Gemara is to say it's going to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you have to leave the shear at the end of the field. What happens if you didn't leave the shear at the end of the field? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, nothing to do with Tafka has to be a mechuber. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, that was Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, no, as long as at the end of the field, you can't leave earlier in the field. But at the end of the field, where you have to leave, if you made the mistake and inadvertently left less than the shear, so then you make it up by setting aside from Tolush. And the third way to learn this Machlokas has been in that it's going in. What?
I don't like the Tolush.
Okay, the third way it's going in is in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even Kelach Echad is sufficient, right? But you must have a Kelach Echad at the end of your field, right? So in that, the Machlokas is, okay, now you have a Kelach Echad. The rest of the 60 is where do you get it from? Do you even get it from Mechubar, or can you get it from Tolush as well? Okay?
So I thought that was the pshat in Reb Shimon. the Ubavach Yitem Besof Kashir.
No.
Kashir Doraisa was Besof, and the rest could be made up.
No, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the Shir Doraisa Bekach at the end. Rabbi Shimon says you have to leave the entire 60th at the end. Okay, the Nafkamina is. What's a Nafkamina? Let's talk about what the difference is. Who cares? So the difference is Peah remembers Pater from Trumas and Maestras. As much as, and the Gemara is going to come back to that, as much as you leave a Peah as Pater from Trumas and Maestras, the entire Shia to Rabbanan is Pater from Trumas and Maestras because it becomes Peah. So the question is, it can even make it have that status of Peah once it's Tolish, or it can only have the status of Peah when it's Bechubar. Okay? And that which you're making it up to, you make it up Dafka when it's Bechubar, or even when it's Tolish. And that which you're making up, right? When can you make it up, of course? Can you make it up earlier? Can you only make it up at the end? And so on and so forth. All these things are cruxes of the issue here. Right, then according to that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there's no pail left, then there's nothing to be mitzarif to. But the question is what to be mitzarif it with. Bear in mind, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. If you didn't leave any Peah in Mechubra whatsoever, then everything, then there's no, not possible to have any Peah. It can only be considered Hefker. Right, the clock never ticked. But the question is, if you didn't make the clock, tell me if there's a clock which ticks backwards. Because you're leaving, what makes, defines Peah is the Kelach at the end of the field, right? But if you had that Kelach at the end of the field, send us a Machlokas. What else can constitute Peah? Even the Mechubar, even the Tolush, like Rabbi Yassa said named Rabbi Yochanan, only the Mechubar, only that which is connected, like Rabbi Chia said named Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? What else can add up to the 60th? The truth is, I think now I'm saying it over, it works best in Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlok is between Rabbi Yochanan and what Rabbi Yochanan said, whether he's saying, whether like Rabbi Chia, that he can add on to the last Kelch ben Mechubar only. Or that you can add on, according to Rabbi Yassa, even Betolush, it's most glot if you go like, it goes the smoothest if you hold it to Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now, on Zion and Alf, according to most everybody, although not everybody, starts a new sugya. That's the end. We brought down that Machlokas. No two dots, right? But that's, hey, that's life. So, Mamiskavi, Liftor Sadeu, Olo. Now, I'm going to learn this like the Mashbiach. I don't know if it's 100% right, but he, again, as Mashbiach always does, he gets A+ for creativity. So what the heck? We'll learn like the Mashbiach. Mashbiach says, you can see it inside if you want. And Chofayim and Alf at the bottom, but I'll read it in the Gemara. Ma, miskavin leaf thursa de olo. What's the halacha? Do you have to have kavana to leave pay or not? Interesting. Interesting Shiloh, according to the Mashbiach. The Shiloh is Peah automatic, or is Peah dafka with Kavara? And there are all sorts of ramifications of that. To be parted from Meiser. Now, okay.
Regular Shiloh.
What?
How would it be automatic?
No, good question. What?
How could it be automatic? I mean, you have to consciously leave a corner if you feel. Or one
stall.
So that's not automatic. You're making a conscious
decision. Verbalization would be the difference. Let me give you another approach. Even though he was verbalization, but I'll tell you, he left a patch and said, "I'll go back to that later." And he decides, you know what? They are ready. After he finishes, he's going to leave it as Peah. To begin with, he didn't have in mind to make it Peah. After the fact, he left it as Peah. Is that part from Trumas and Maestros or not? Do you need Kavana to leave this as Peah? Or do you have to, even if you don't have Kavana, at the end, if you got, you said, oh, forget it, I'll just leave it as Peah. Or you didn't verbalize it, so it was a potter.
Why you shouldn't
he kavana?
Yeah.
You just said before, very, very, very good interpretation.
It's just
good to the kavana, yeah.
Don't we say that they don't?
Trumas and Maestros. Doesn't Trumas and Maestros need kavana?
There's a formula.
I heard the stutter. Yes.
There's a formula.
Okay. No.
Yeah,
let's say it's a formula. Just like Truma Samaisa, you can't leave Truma Samaisa without Kavana, right? You have to say, this is Truma, this is Maisa. You can't just say at the end, oh, that's left, let that be the Truma. That's to say, Yachid that for Truma, right? So therefore, maybe by Pei, it's the same thing. By Pei, you have to say, be Yachid for Pei. Leave the Mam, it's God, leave the rest of the Olo. Nishmina Minato, let's run from this statement. Dom Rabbi Yasa, Bishem Rabbi Yochan. Lola Mulhosi Poich. He can keep on adding and adding and adding. Modern Kaim, what are we talking about? Even Miskavin, Liftor Sadeu, if it had a case where he, if you need Kavona to pot your field, so what do you mean he keep adding? Whatever he had Kavona to put aside, if you said, oh, I'm going to set aside 1/60th, or get it set aside a 50th, or even a 40th, but that was your Kavona, how can you add on? You ready? Once you are Mafrish Peah, can't be Mafrish Peah a second time, right? So to be Mafrish Peah a second time, you only can do that Peah no more. So if Kavona is an integral component of the mitzvah, it wouldn't be possible to say Mafrish V'hoylich. You can't say that. Once you set aside, that's it. But you miskaven liftor, say if you acquire Kavona, the path you feel kvar niftara. What are we clearly saying? You don't need Kavona to potter up your field. Now, well, let me show you inside the Mashbiach, just in case you don't believe me, just in case I don't believe myself. Now, the bottom Chafei is the last line. Bottom Chafei in the Mashbiach. I think you all have copies of the Mashbiach. It's the flip side of the first page. So, Shoel, Ma. You see the question mark in the last line? Shoel, Ma. Yeah, the Gemara is asking what? Miskam liftor sadeu, olo. Hainu imutzor kavona liftor sadeu, the require of kavona to pati your field. Oh, eno tzorich. You don't require a kavona. Uposhim Rabbi Yochanan. We'll turn the page now. Uposhim Rabbi Yochanan, and we resolve the question for Rabbi Yochanan. What? No, I just start from the last line. Uposhim Rabbi Yochanan, and he goes off Rabbi Yochanan. Dorma lomo mosif bukai kakhole. He can keep on going. Oh, too bad. That's what he's saying here. He's saying, listen, that's what he says here. Shema mina the tzricha kavona. Again, kiyana kamin b'shem iskavin. The Gemara concludes he has to be aimis kam klomar shloma ini poter b'zeh sodi mipeo. Shema mina the tzricha kavona. So it must be that's kavona. V'kol kam shloma harezu lepeo. As long as he didn't say this is peo at the end, harezu moisi v'olch afil yotzimi, because you can keep going more. Now, it's interesting because it's not exactly like truma. By truma, you need kavona ahead of time. Say this is truma. By peah, the kavana which you're trying to avoid is the kavana to say, oh, this is my cessation point. If you said this is my cessation point, this is where I'm stopping, I'm not giving more than this, then you have a problem, because then you can't say anymore, oh, this should be for peah, because you already said the meter started ticking. The way the mashbiach started, the meter started ticking for meiser. When I said peah up till here, the meter after that starts ticking for Meiser. So therefore, says the Mashbiach, if you want to give as much payah and be Meiser for Hoylech, the way he's learning the Gemara, it means you have to never enunciate or verbalize or think, that's it, that's the end of the payah, because then the Meiser clock starts ticking. What you have to just do is keep on giving and giving and giving. So that's how we learn the sugi here. Again, let's see that inside. Dharma. Nishmina minato. Let's turn around from here. Dom Rabbi Yasa, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yasa, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Lo lo mo moisif el. He keep on going. Mana kaim and says the Gemara, wait a minute. What is the toy about?
What are you saying? All of most of halach means he can
keep on giving peah
or not keep on cutting away at his...
No, keep on giving peah. Keep on giving peah. Be moisif peah. Mana kaim, what are you talking about? Even miskavin liftor sodeu. If Yaakov order, this is what's going to pass my field. Fine, if there are, the meister meter started talking. And the started ticking. Elokiana and Kaimina, what are you talking about here? B'sheinu miskam liftor sadeu. Has to be they didn't have kavana at the potter's field. In other words, you do have to have kavana on peah. And the maskone is therefore, if you have kavana to say till here no more, then taka, the rest of it, can no longer be peah. And therefore, if you want to keep giving, you should never have in mind that up till here no more than that.
Compromise, because begin with, but it's open-ended until you say
Adkan. Right. So, Kama, right. It's not like Truma. It's just, it's open-ended until you say Adkan. Very good. Okay. It's a very difficult piece. The Ridbaz goes to town on it. That's what?
As long as I'm conscious.
As long as you're conscious, it's okay. It wasn't so bad, but now it gets considerably easier. And this Yushalmi is the last blot. It's a classic example of Yushalmi where you can give any shot you want. If you sat here and looked at it for long enough, it's like good literature, Lahavdil. You can come up with all different pshatim. But all right, the main thing is to get inspired by it and see what we can get out of it. Halach Dalit, Mashin Masnisin, Klal Amru Apeya. They said a general principle of Apeya. Kol Shu Oichel, anything which is eaten, consumed, Venishmar, and it can be preserved, as opposed to fruit or vegetables which rot, Venishmar, which can reserve, V'gidula Min Aretz, and grows from the ground. V'kitasu Kachas, and you harvested one period of the year, supposed to Esrog, which is harvested successively throughout the year. Umachniso lakium, and you can, I translate nishmar wrong. I apologize. Nishmar means that it's guarded, as opposed to being overgrown in the growing wild in the field. Machniso lakium means that you can preserve it. Okay, all these things are chayv bepeah. What are these things? Fatua, grain, and kidneys, and legumes. Arbichlaus are included in this. Ubi Elon, ha'og, some sort of a red, that has some sort of red fruit. I don't know exactly what it is. I don't think it's any of the fruits which are known to us. Vacharuvin and carobs, vargozim, nuts, ushkadim, almonds, kifanim, grapes, rimonim, pomegranates, hazesim, olives, vatmorim, dates. All these things come in here because you can preserve them over time. When you harvest, any other criteria only teaches me when you harvest. Toilish, we now know it's true even if you pluck. How we know that also is chayv and peah. Tamlom rebe'artzachem. Anything you do in the land, even plucking. Ilonos minayin. What about trees? Tamlom resodcha. Says sodcha, and sodcha is an extra word, excess verbiage, teaches us even trees. Tani zorin now. Here comes an interesting passage. And it's messed up in the Gemara, of course. Wouldn't you know the Ridbaz chain fixed the girsa? Tani, we learn. Zorin zroim. Keep one finger on the Ridbaz, on the upper right hand margin. One finger in the Gemara. Tani, we learn. Zorin zroim. Vizire elon ke'echot. You can plant wheat kernels together with orange kernels, orange pits, in the same place. There's no kilayim between zroim of Ilan and zroim of Adama. That's not kilayim. Okay? Zroim zir Ilan kechod. Vazorea imar chartsonim. See, there's a Ridbaz change of gears a little bit. Some of you plant together with grape pits, however, bam, padam, bam, loke. You get malchus. Why? Because that is kilei akerem, right? That's forbidden. Loke arboim gets four lashes. Omar Rabbi Zira. Rabbi Zira said, kasiv, it says, sodcha, pratli lonos. Says sodcha, your field, it excludes trees. Lo sizra karmacha kilayim, and then your field you shouldn't plant full of kilayim. So I'm sorry, the sodcha pratli lanos, it says lo sizra. What? Sodcha pratli lanos? Yeah. No, I was reading from the Ridbaz. I'm Rabbi Zira, but it doesn't make sense. It doesn't say sodcha to. I think it's a mistake even in the Ridbaz, because sodcha is to include ilanos in peah. So sodcha includes, comes to include. What is he saying? Forget it. Let's not do the Ridbaz. Scratch that, Rabbi Zira. Not the trees mentioned in our Mishnah. So Sarcha teaches us that there are certain types of trees which are chayev in Peah. So Rabbi Zira says, Ksiv lo tizrcha karmecha kilayim, ikar karmecha lo tizra kilayim. It says you shouldn't plant your kerem kilayim, meaning that when you plant your kerem, you shouldn't put in zera. It's not crossbreed. Well, it's putting into the same hole. In other words, by kilei zroim forbids grafting. Forbids also grafting one tree in another tree. But it doesn't forbid, according to this Gemara, it doesn't forbid throwing two seeds of different types into a hole. By kilei akerem, though, it says lo sizra karmecha kilayim. What does that mean? Lo sizra karmecha kilayim? Even the seeds. No! Even the seeds. Zriya. By trees, it says, you shouldn't have kilayim in your field, meaning graft. But by kerem, it says you shouldn't plant your field with kilayim, which means even the seeding of the field may not done with the kilayim. Okay? Says in Raksila, Sizra Kamikhaim, Ika Karmichal, Sizra Kilaim. Omer Rabbi Yudan Kapukai said, Bo Kami Rabbi Yasi. They asked Rabbi Yosi a fun question. Tamon, or mean over there, they say, Zire Ilon Kuim Zoim. They say that the seeds of a tree are called trees. Where's that? Where are they called? They're called Zroim. Where's that? By Peah. By Peah, you say that a sod is like Zroim, right? You're saying that you have to give Peah from your tree, just like you give Peah from your Zroim, right? So Tamora means Zira Ilan Kurim Zroim. The Kotamar Zira Ilan Enon Kurim Zroim. Yet the same thing is saying you're allowed to plant trees with grapes. What are you not allowed to plant with grapes? Wheat, barley, grains. It's a contradiction. Again, by Peah, the halacha is you have to get Peah even from trees. So it sounds like trees are types of zloim. By kilayim, you're not allowed to plant grape pits with what? Only with grain. Rabbi, if you have a vineyard which is intermingled with an orchard, that's okay. That's not kilayim. It's not a problem. So it's a contradiction. What are trees? Are trees roim or aren't they roim? If there's roim, then I understand why they're chayiv and peah, but why don't they make kilei akerem? If they're not roim, then I understand why they can't make kilei akerem, but why do they generate a chayiv of peah? So it says the Gemara, Amar Lei. So he said, no, it's not comparable. Tamun mieta kosuv. There, the pasuk excludes them by kikilei akerem. Shein derech bnei otam liyos korin osam zroim. People don't call trees seeds. What are called seeds? Grains, not trees. They're never called zroim. So that's why when we're talking about lo sizra karmecha kilayim, what's excluded from lo sizra karmecha kilayim? What makes kilei akerem? Only grains. However, biram hocha, but here riba kosuv, here the pasuk includes them. Now,
so this is saying that we're basing a din d'oraisa based upon how people talk.
No. Sure. Different to Lashon Bini Adam is a principle all over.
Different to Lashon Bini Adam, that used the term in a halachic sense?
Of course. We always look at what people.
No, that's used in a theological sense.
No. So what's the difference? I don't think there's any difference. Anyway, that's who Sham is saying. Maybe you can make a case that we've never seen it before. That's what it says. What can I do? Shame, Derek, Bini Adam, Leo's Karnos of Dreim. That's why I say. Yeah, but no, but the Dorim Halachach Loshim Neodam is not, is how to figure out its intent, not what the Torah is saying. But here it's saying even the Torah goes by Loshim Neodam. Okay, maybe it is a big Kiddush, but hey, that's what it says here. But the thing is, the Gemara here throws in all of a sudden out of left field a very interesting thing. And the Ritbaz takes this whole line out. The Baal says, "Al kol zera zarua asher yitzareh." We not only do we have by sorcha that sorcha is marbe peah by even by trees. That's easy. But says the one, you know, I'll tell you the truth is, and again, the Baal takes us out, but it makes sense. The truth is, there's even a place where trees are called zera. Where is that? By Heksher. What's Heksher? What's Heksher, Yanko?
Somebody's going to make a kosher.
No.
Make
it suitable to be makabel tuma. When you make something moist, to make it suitable to makabel tuma. So there, it's there, even fruit, obviously. You make apples, you make them moist, they can be makabel tuma. That's learned because there, the word which is used is zera. So the Gemara is asking, how do we know that that's the case as well? L'chara there, it shouldn't include fruit because fruit comes from trees. There says the Gemara, riba kosev, there's excess verbiage. Now, again, the Ritbaz and the Bramhocha, riba kosev, period. Because we're going back on the Sarcha, which it says by kibai peah. And we're saying that by us, there's a ribui. Here, however, the way the Gemara is written to me, it comes out left and says, Bramhocha, riba kosev, akolu zera zerua sheizogea. It says that by Heksher Maim even applies to trees and their produce. Why? Hi, it says there's Zera, and people don't call trees Zera. Yeah, but look at how many extra words there are here. Could have said Alko Zera. It says Alko Zera is Zerua Sheizera. At the very least, we can include trees. I will stop here for today. We did
so
two and a half.
Last 2 minutes here.
Last 2 minutes is tell us that trees are called Zera in the Torah. They're not called Zera in the Torah. They're not called Zera. Except in one place. Where they called Zera? By Heksher Maim. Otherwise, whenever you say Zera, it means grains. That's why by Kilei Kerem, the prohibition is planting grain and grapes together, not trees and grapes. Hi, why is a field of trees an orchard? Why is it Chayv and Peah? Because the Pasuk of Sarcha. That's what we said till now. Okay? Have a good evening.
On the orchard in Nazareth, it's okay.